Atlanta looking for a series sweep in Miami Sunday. And on Sunday, players all across Major League Baseball, like Miami's Justin Bour, wearing pink for Mother's Day. Top of the fifth inning, Justin Nicolino started for Miami. It's first and second, two down of a scoreless game as he faces Atlanta's Nick Markakis.
Markakis again lines it into left center field. Yelich scoops it up, and the Braves have the first run here. Only the sixth hit for Markakis in this series. He is so steady, and he has been so painful as a Brave.
Yelich with one, and this batter, Marcell Ozuna, with two. And he swings here, hits a one-hopper to Swanson. Santana gets it for one, over to first two, double play.
Freeman finds that left side with the shift on. It was open there. Garcia's not stopping. Ozuna wheels and deals to third, and out at third base is Garcia. Certainly to be reviewed. Freeman, with a heads-up play, got himself to second. But the Braves video room will look at this.
Now, Marcell Ozuna does a nice spin move right there and gets off it. Fantastic throw. Derek Dietrich right there, you see it? I think he got him. Enough tag, little leather on the upper arm right there before that hand gets there. Third base umpire had a great view of it. Watch this spin move right here, even sets it up. One step pivot, like a ballet dancer out there. But I probably could be persuaded.
Tyler Moore, left center field, that ball's deep, and it's gone! He hit it out! And Miami has a 3-1 lead.
How about it? They'll play those numbers, why not? 3 for 5 with a home run against him in his career. Snuck him in there. Against R.A. Dickey. The Braves had both guys going in the bullpen. Another big moment. Tyler Moore. Welcome back, big guy.
A.J. comes set. And here's the 0-1. A swing and a ball popped off the end of the bat for Stanton in right. He's got it, and the Marlins have snapped a 5-game slide and won on this Sunday afternoon, Mother's Day at Miami Park.
The Marlins avoid the sweep at the hands of the Braves, ending a 5-game losing streak, picking up a 3-1 win. Here's their manager, Don Mattingly.
Oh, I like the way they played every day. They don't play it every day. Play it if we win.
Don, you can see the relief. You hear the music already just to get –
Yeah, obviously, it feels good. You get, you know, even for myself coming in here every day, you have to try to explain things away. But I think really what you're seeing today, we get a good starting effort. We get a key hit, and our bullpen pitch is good. So, I mean, everything kind of fell for us today. We got the outs when we need them. We had a couple situations where they could have added on, and we were able to get a big out, keep the game close, you know, and then be able to get a big hit. I think he just pitched well. You know, he changed speeds. It's what he does. I thought that first inning, obviously getting that double play ball was nice for us. When you had the bases loaded there at Markakis, who's been, you know, swinging the bat well against us not only this year, but anytime we've seen him, it seems like he's swinging the bat well. And to get a big double play there, it kind of, you know, a little relief there, I think, for us instead of that, oh, here we go again thing. It was, you know, the game's in check and give us a chance to do some things.
Was there any particular reason to think Moore against Dickey would be a good matchup, or is it
just a matchup? Oh, he's had some success with him, and that's what you go with.
Obviously, he provides that for you.
Yeah, I mean, he's hit a couple this year like that, and you know, it's nice to have that on the bench where you sit there and know you have a guy that has a chance of hitting a ball at the ballpark. It's, you know, there you're just hoping that ball's in a gap somewhere, and he's able to get a hit and get a run across. So at that point in the game, you're just wanting to, you know, at least get it tied up, but all of a sudden have a 2-run lead in the ball, hopefully in the right hands out there, was a good feeling.
You want to call up guys just coming through, you know, not only in Pankaling, but also.
Yeah, and it's what we need right now. You know, with Wayne in situation and Nico to come up and pitch well is huge for us. Again, just give us that good solid effort out of the rotation. I thought Volquez was good yesterday. He gives, you know, yesterday's game is similar to this one. We just weren't able to get it done, but at least we were in it, you know, where you felt like you had a chance to win a game.
Giancarlo, even at the seventh to start off, to find the gap and get that inning kind of rolling.
Yeah, that was nice. You know, get that leadoff guy on, it puts him in danger right away. You can, you know, you'd like to get him over to third, but to put him in scoring position where you get three shots really to drive him in is a good thing.
First time you guys have faced a knuckleballer since you came here?
Possibly, but we've seen him a couple times in spring. We've seen both times we went to, I don't know if we went two or three times to Orlando, but both times we went, we've seen him over there.
So what did you think of your approach against him today?
No, you don't really necessarily have an approach with a knuckleball guy. It's like you want to get him up and let it go and then throw your at-bats away because those are at-bats that are not like any other. You really just try to get him up in the strike zone and let it fly.
More lineup tweaks today. What were behind those? Or clean up, feedback to lead off.
Oh, the biggest thing was just watching JB last night. He was swinging the bat well, and he's just not getting anything to hit at all. And, you know, sitting there in that spot with him and him not swinging well, and, you know, he walks first two times up, he's not going to get anything to hit. So we got to, you know, just – I think putting deep back there, you know, it just changes us from the standpoint of getting back to protection. And so it seemed like it was better for today.
Now, the bullpen to come in with, you know, and get those shutdown innings, and obviously Phelps and then AJ to get his first save in a long time.
Yeah, and then Claw to bounce back. You know, he gets a couple of guys out there. Ozuna makes a great play in left field and a good throw. Obviously, you get that guy. That's huge. Instead of second and third, we're sitting here at second with an out. You know, that gives us a lot better chance to get out of that inning. And then Claw, you know, gets a big out for us to get out of that. And then we're able to score in Phelpsy. And like you said, AJ was good. Phelpsy was on the attack today. Didn't quite know where that would go after, you know, kind of a back-to-back, but even a night game, day game, so you never know how that arm's going to bounce back. But that was solid, and AJ was good.
Talk about Ozuna's throw. I mean, is that a ball when you see, you're like, uh-oh, you got him on third. It's a tough play because you got his pin, right?
Yeah, it's a play. It's actually an easier throw from the standpoint, but it has to be perfect, you know, so the throw's got to be right on line, and I think, you know, that's what we saw there. You saw it's right on line, and you're still looking at a replay. So that's a bang-bang play. And obviously it kind of gets overlooked because of the home run and different things that happen. But when you really look back at the game, that was a play that really could change the course of it.
Monday, the Marlins start a series with the Astros in Marlins Park. Atlanta starts a series in Toronto.